I love the fact that in the midst of the Los Angeles Clippers stealing the headlines this week, that Rob Pelinka, the general manager who may or may not have puppet strings on his back of the Los Angeles Lakers, sat behind a microphone and told the truth. And the truth was, anything short of a championship is not a success. I love it when teams embrace expectations. Enjoy it when a team says, you know what? Just getting close isn't going to be good enough for this team. And no, we're expecting much, much more. Now, I don't know if the Lakers have the makeup to be able to do it. Anthony Davis and LeBron James is a fantastic combination to be able to build around. And as I started the show today, I love the fact that we're talking about an NBA that has arguably the best star balance in all of sports. Major League Baseball is never going to get there until they change their salary structure, until they institute a salary cap or something along those lines, and I don't believe that's ever going to happen. Because too many baseball players get too rich too fast and are very, very happy doing it. And now what they're finding is the owners are starting to wise up. And they're saying, we're not going to pay these guys these enormous contracts that they're used to getting later on in their careers. You're seeing it. In the NFL, it's always been a young man's game. And it's gotten to be more of a young man's game as the years have gone on. In Major League Baseball, there are players like Justin Verlander, and we saw that during the last offseason, as Verlander was bitching and complaining about the contracts being signed or not being signed, or players sitting out there in free agency, and he said, you know, this is unfair. This is collusion. When collective groupthink finally gets smart, and owners could clearly make a case, I'd love to see them sued for collusion by the Players Association. Because the Major League Baseball Players Association, honestly, should have one of those clown soundtracks under it. That I know that'll come back to haunt me. They should have that under them, because when their players, when their members talk about business and economics, it honestly would be like, hello, students. Welcome to Intro to Economics. Now, I know you're blank slates and know nothing about it, but as 10th graders, it's about time you learned what economics means. We'll have more economics coming up later in the show, because I've heard nonsense this week about women's soccer, too, that we're going to get into. But Major League Baseball players don't get it. They don't understand salary structure. They don't understand what's a good contract, what's a bad contract. They just believe, well, wait a minute. The owners used to sign people to these contracts, so that means they always have to. They shouldn't be able to, like, make decisions that are smarter. Dude, I know you're a great baseball player, and you got drafted when you were 18, and you never got an education, and you don't understand it. Just stop talking. Let your Players Association talk for you. Because when some of the great spokespeople of the game, some of the biggest stars of the game, talk on topics of economics, they sound like dopes. They sound like they have no understanding of how economics works. And they're not the only ones. You paid attention to Washington, D.C.? Pay attention. A lot of people don't understand economics. They think there's like a money tree in the backyard that you just go, oh, we need $1 million. Let's go to the back. Let's go. Good. Just prune the tree. We can do it. I love it that the Lakers, with all the expectations on their shoulders, that their general manager comes out and says, anything less than a championship isn't good enough. Thanks for being honest, Rob Pelinka. It tells me this. Rob Pelinka knows he's on a 1-year deal. He knows that he's out if he doesn't win. So he puts the bullets, you know, the bulletproof vest on, and he goes out and he makes all the grand statements. Now he just has to deliver on them.